It's always a heated competition on the field, regardless of what each team's records are. So we're expecting to get their best effort. It's going to be another physical game in the stretch of physical games that we've had, and it should be exciting.
You know, they've had recent success down there. I think it's 2-0, 3-4, something like that.
Right.
Is there anything special? Is it just they're better at home, like a lot of teams, or is there some tangible football reason they've been better recently?
Well, I would guess at home they probably take care of the football a little bit better than they have on the road. But at the same time, when you are playing an opponent at their place, you have to try to create some momentum and keep it. So it's important to get out to a fast start, whether it's defense, offense, special teams, and really set the momentum for yourself. If you're at home and you're able to get that momentum and have a little bit of a lead, it's easier to play that way. You get the crowd behind you. You get that 12th man. So it's our job to go in there and eliminate that, create momentum for ourselves, get off to a fast start ourselves, and get the fan support that the Packers bring there.
Hey, Scott, you guys maybe two different teams going in different directions. You guys from 4-game win streak, you guys 5-7. Do you expect the same effort out of these guys because of the past and because of the history this coming Sunday?
Definitely. It's a heated rivalry. So we know we're going to get their best shot. The record doesn't indicate always how good a football team is. So we know that the Bears are a solid football team, and they always play the Packers hard, and we always play them hard. And it's going to be a heated game, big, strong, physical game.
Yeah, talk about the defense a little bit banged up. Lance Briggs didn't play last week. What kind of linebacker is that guy?
Briggs, I think he's the heart and soul of that defense. He's a playmaker. With Urlacher out, he's the leader over there. And, you know, if you have to account for him, run and pass. He can cover passes, and he's a big-time run stopper. So he's definitely a factor for their defense.
How important is it for you guys to be able to run the ball against Chicago in their house?
It's going
to
be huge, especially with a cold weather game. Running the ball is huge. Again, they had a lot of success pass rushing the first time we played them. So it's going to be important to be a two-dimensional offense so they can't pin their ears back and just rush the passer all the time. So running the football sets up the pass. It helps create momentum. It gives you an opportunity as an offensive lineman to go and hit them in the mouth and not sit back and try to react to them hitting you. So it's a crucial part of the scheme.
Have you, in your eyes, when you're playing a team in the cold weather, when there's like maybe the game might get out of hand, do you think guys sometimes mail it in because of the weather if it's cold out there?
No, I do know from experience it doesn't seem as cold when you have a lead and you have the momentum. Games can get miserable when things aren't going right. And that's why it's important to go out, get a fast start, create some momentum for yourself, and have, you know, we travel with a large fan support to Chicago. So it's going to be really important to be able to get our fans to get up on their feet and support us and try to take over that game.